You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up later, we'll talk with a Republican state representative about new legislation in the state on mandatory reporting of child abuse, right to try legislation for terminally ill patients, and more.
First, the future of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, is up in the air. President Donald Trump made repeal of President Obama's signature policy a main campaign point. And while it's not clear yet what would replace it, the movement in Congress is to follow the lead of the White House.
We've asked two Wisconsin doctors to share their experiences and perspectives with us today on what has and hasn't worked with Obamacare and what it's meant for health care in our state.
Dr. Syed Asaf joins us now. He's an anesthesiologist in Green Bay. He's affiliated with Bellin Memorial Hospital. He's president of the Bellin Health Partners, which works to deliver health care to patients. He co-authored an opinion piece for USA Today Network Wisconsin back before the election. It was titled, Doctors, We Can Do Better Than Obamacare. We've got a link to that on the Central Time Facebook page. Dr. Asaf, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, in that opinion piece I just mentioned, you co-authored it with a few other doctors. You wrote, no matter which political party claims victory, they'll find their predecessor's crowning achievement, the Affordable Care Act, dead on arrival. So what led you to that conclusion?
What led me to that conclusion is just simply looking at the number of healthcare providers, insurers that were entering the individual market in the exchanges. The numbers are actually diminishing substantially, and the premiums are escalating substantially. It is entering a death spiral. If this was a vibrant market where it was delivering clear value to patients, we would expect to see more providers entering. And premiums reducing, and that is precisely what we do not find. Because Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, was founded on a shaky economic foundation, and essentially deployed a top-down mechanism of controlling what is a very large segment of our economy, and that has not worked. We have to acknowledge that. Now, I do want to to turn the heat down a little bit because I think this issue is way too politicized. It's important to remember that that what we are doing here is talking about a public policy that affects a healthcare system that will provide care for us, for our families, no one party will have a monopoly on the truth here, partisan bickership, bickering, and this divided government is actually very likely to lead us to worse policy than better policy. So it's important to acknowledge that not all of what Affordable Care Act has done has been bad, but that there are some very substantial bad things in it that need to be changed, while preserving what it has done that is good.
From your perspective, how has the Affordable Care Act, maybe the marketplace in particular, affected where you practice and the patients you see come through there?
Well, what we see, for example, in my area, there's only three providers now on the exchange. We have had the exiting of Arise, of Prevail 360, and of United Healthcare from the exchange. The three remaining, we're seeing a 20% increase in premiums in Anthem Blue Cross, a 28% increase in Common Ground, and a 27% increase in Molina Healthcare. So these are just this year's increase in premiums. Important to understand also, 85% of the people that are enrolling in these plans are receiving subsidies. So this market is not a true market because we have subsidies on both sides of this. That is, the purchasers are getting subsidized, as are the providers. And this concept of the risk corridors, which is regulations inside the Affordable Care Act to try to stabilize this market and attract providers to come into this market, has failed dramatically. The federal government essentially shorted insurers some $2.5 billion of their losses that were supposed to be paid back, and this is the approximate reason why people are exiting. United Healthcare has lost $1 billion on these exchanges. That's why it is no longer participating, and the I think the Affordable Care Act insufficiently focuses on the principal drivers of cost, because if you're even when we're talking about access reducing the number of uninsured, which is a laudable goal, a goal that we should have. If we are focusing on that, then we must focus on the core causes of escalation of healthcare costs and do our best to reduce those, because fundamentally lack of access is related to cost escalation.
We're talking to Dr. Syed Asif from Green Bay with his perspective on the Affordable Care Act. Dr. Asif, people have pointed out, you know, we've gotten millions more people covered since the passage of the Affordable Care Act, and healthcare costs, well, they're not going down, but they're increasing at a somewhat slower rate, people are saying, than before it came into effect. So isn't that a win to some extent?
The covering of 20 million additional people is a win. And that is great. And as we look at how to fix this, we must focus on making sure that we don't go back to 50 million Americans not having insurance. Okay. So that's a fundamental. But if you think back and say that we have given people a piece of paper that says they have insurance, yet we haven't really figured out how to fund it, then we haven't given them much, because this is not sustainable. We have to build this on a solid economic foundation, and a solid economic foundation is one that focuses on creation of value. One of the bright spots of what has happened politically in healthcare policy is the bipartisan passage of the Medicare Access and CHIP Reauthorization Act, MACRA, that tries to reform the reimbursement system to value-based, and therefore aligns the incentives of the providers with that of the interests of the patients. So what we need more than anything else is a free market competition in a way that allows organizations and institutions that can get together and provide healthcare at a lower cost and higher quality, they get rewarded. That is how we get to lower costs, and when we get to lower costs, we get to more people insured.
One concern raised about the market is maybe in more of a free market, less government-restricted healthcare market, there's an incentive to serve the wealthiest people, the people who can afford the healthcare the most, and the people who can afford at least get left behind in that market approach. How do you square that?
Because what we have to do is we have to ensure there's transparency and there's value creation. So when we create value, which means we provide great healthcare outcomes at the lowest possible cost, we are not appealing or designing products for the wealthiest. In fact, by lowering the cost of services, we're making these services more accessible to the less wealthy. That is, I think, the critical area that we should focus on.
Briefly, as we wrap up, what are you looking for? The Affordable Care Act is going to change or go away. What is your top priority when it comes to replacing it?
My top priority is a focus on value creation. That is, looking at ways that we reimburse and we purchase services. We have traditionally purchased healthcare services as I buy, you sell, she pays. If you buy and sell any goods and services under that formula, the cost will escalate. We now need to focus on what we have over 240 years of tradition of free market activity, which reduces cost and improves quality. And so we need to remove the barriers of free that get in the way of free competition. We have to reform how we pay for healthcare so that we pay for value, and let the institutions compete on value creation. Those who succeed should be rewarded in that system.
Dr. Asif, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Saeed Asif. He's an anesthesiologist in Green Bay affiliated with Belen Memorial Hospital. He's also president of Belen Health Partners. He co-authored an opinion piece for USA Today Network Wisconsin back in November titled, Doctors, We Can Do Better Than Obamacare. We've got a link to that on the Central Time Facebook page.
In just a bit, Dr. Greg Sheehy joins us to share his perspectives on Obamacare and its impact on healthcare here in Wisconsin. Stay with us here on Central Time.